This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, I'm carried by a radio station in New York State called WYSL, and it's sort of cool for me to be behind enemy lines, so to speak, and be able to speak to people that are of a same vein. But today I have a very unique opportunity in that I live in this house, and this house that I live in, I'm in the middle of rent/purchasing from a New York resident who used to live in this house that is a native New Yorker. So today we're going to do an examination since you guys, the Iron Curtain, they just keep oxidizing over and over. It just gets rustier and rustier, but they keep trying to rejuvenate that. Joining me from, I'm not exactly sure where in New York we'll find out, is my friend, my benefactor, my landlord, David Linderman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Good to be here. Thanks, Bill.
So, which part of New York do you live in now?
I live in the lower part of Western New York, Cattaraugus County.
Okay. You born and raised in New York, New York State?
Yes, sir.
You moved to South Carolina. Why?
Just to get out and experience more of the world. Work brought me to South Carolina.
So, what was that like when you got here?
Well, it was a culture shock to begin with. The one thing a person from New York has always been from New York doesn't realize is how crass and rude people can be. And when you move to a state in the deep South, you see humble kindness, genuine caring for other people. Quick for instance, first time I went to a grocery store, I was standing there looking for, gosh, I don't even remember what it was, but I couldn't find it. And a person came over to me and asked me if I had everything I needed and, you know, what was I looking for? And it was barley, actually. And so this little woman walked me around two different aisles, and we found the barley. Well, come to find out, she didn't even work there. She just saw that I was lost and asked if I needed help. That would not happen anywhere in New York State.
Anywhere in New York State, not even in the various parts outside of New York City.
I would say no.
Yeah. You have a family member who owns a gun shop in New York, and we're going to talk about the fun life he must lead. So, yeah. When you got here, did you get a concealed carry permit when you were here?
I did. Yeah.
So, when you did that, were you like, when they sent it to you and everything, were you like, what else do you need to know? Nothing.
I had no idea how easy it would be. In New York, and I guess it was around the early 2000s, I got my concealed carry in up here. And you want to talk about jumping through hoops and fees and wasted time. I mean, it was issued, but it took forever. In South Carolina, I think I filled out the application and I went to the shooting class and it took an afternoon.
Then you just had to wait for it to be mailed to you.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. In New York State, isn't New York State a pretty big gun state outside of New York City?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, we have Repeal the Safe Act signs on almost every property in my county.
Well, I'm sure you do. Although there's been a few provisions of the Safe Act they were never able to put into place, the ammunition background check and everything else. With the CCIA, which is currently not being stayed, but that's, I guess it's professional courtesy that the Supreme Court is doing and everything. With you people there that are gun people in New York State, how active of a gun community does New York State have?
Outside of the city itself, very active. I mean, we have gun shows happening every other weekend across the state. There's always a crowd. There's always a waiting line to stand in. Could take you 2 hours to get in, especially at the state level. But lots of people, lots of folks out there wanting to know about guns, wanting to own them. I mean, I know the county sheriff's departments do the best that they can to get the guns into the hands of the people who want them at those shows. But even so, you know, you go and you buy a gun. You can't just take the gun. You have to then go over to a table and give the sheriff's department all of your information, and they may or may not let you take it home.
Right. How does law enforcement regard the gun community of New York State?
I think that law enforcement respects the gun community. Again, I come from a rural county, and you know the sheriff's deputies that patrol the streets and keep us safe are also the ones that are at the ranges shooting with us.
What is the magazine capacity limit right now in New York? Is it 10?
10. Yeah.
10. So
yeah.
So you have to get, and that's the thing that is the big mystery to me. I guess it's okay to have 10 rounds versus 17 rounds. I don't know what they think about that. For you concealed carriers, I don't guess it matters, does it? I mean, it's 10 rounds is the limit. You guys probably just go with whatever. Is there some sort of a list of guns that is approved like it is in California where you have an approved list, or can you buy the same gun I have as long as it just has a 10-round magazine?
You can buy the same gun as long as it has a 10-round magazine, yes. And that's for handguns. A whole different set of rules for rifles.
Well, now, you guys have California-compliant ARs, right? Not California.
Well,
you have New York compliant AR.
There's a New York compliant AR, yes, which is a joke. I don't understand how a Mini 14 or a Mini 30 is any less dangerous than an AR-15 or an AR-10. But because the grip is a shotgun grip on the AR or the minis, no problem. You can pretty much do what you want with that one. They still have the 10-round magazine limits, but it doesn't have to be a fixed magazine. And the ARs, because it has the forward hand grip, you have to have a fixed magazine with only 10-round capacity.
Which we'll talk about that in just a minute. I just I find it compelling that my supposition is that, unfortunately for New York State seems to be run by two cities, Albany and which is where Hochul hangs out. Albany and New York City, is that about the way, just because it's those are population centers?
It's absolutely right. Yeah, we are bound to what their wishes.
What does the populace say? What does in your circle? How do they regard that?
Unhappy. And in fact, I mean, it's always been a longstanding joke that if we could just cut New York City off from New York State and send them on their way, we'd be a much happier place.
Send them adrift like breaking off the ice and letting them float out.
That's right. Yeah.
But what would Hochul do? We don't have time.
Not be reelected.
So we're coming up on the first break. I don't really have a website to send you to for David, unless you have a business or something you want to plug while we're talking.
I work independently as a project manager. I work in the IT field, do cybersecurity.
Well, that's pretty good. He probably has like a Bitcoin mine being run by a wood-fired stove.
If only.
Talking about New York State, talking about the good people of New York and what they have to go through just to exist, from a man who has a very unique perspective. And we'll be right back This is Gun Owners News Hour. If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm talking to a guy named David Linderman. He lives in New York State. He used to live and, I mean, literally live where I'm sitting right now here in South Carolina. He was from New York. He came down here. He went through the culture shock, and then he moved back to New York where, well, let's just say he's a better man than me. Let's talk a little bit about the CCIA. When they when they imposed the CC, like if I came up there to visit you, first of all, my permit is not good in New York State, right?
That's correct.
What happens if you give me permission at your house to carry a gun around? Is that still illegal?
It is still illegal, yes.
But if I were a New York resident and I had a concealed carry permit with the CCIA, you would actually have to have a sign on your property saying, concealed carry permit holders are welcome here, right?
Yes, yes. The new legislation just put that into play.
And when you, I mean, how did, was all that set up to be a gotcha?
I think so. I really believe that this latest set of legislation was just a, well, you're not going to tell me what to do when the Supreme Court deemed the concealed carry permit application and process unconstitutional.
Right.
So I think this is just it's the next level of, you're not going to tell us what to do.
Except that's not the way it works. Now, besides the New York State Rifle Association, who else? Are there any other gun rights organizations in New York State?
The NRA, they're typical of, you know, who we would lean on. There are a lot of conservation clubs, local conservation clubs that do promote, you know, healthy gun ownership, and they fight the good fight against the lobbyists in Albany and New York, for sure.
Does New York State have reciprocity with any of the states, like Pennsylvania? Do you have reciprocity with Pennsylvania, or do you have reciprocity with anybody?
New York is actually the only state in the union that has no reciprocity.
Wow.
You have to have a New York concealed carry permit to carry in New York.
Now, since you technically still have an address here in South Carolina, can you maintain a South Carolina concealed carry permit?
Yes. I went through the rigor of getting the Utah and the Florida and the Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And that allows me to carry in 40 states.
That's probably more states than I can carry in. I think I don't know how many states we have reciprocity with. The one thing that, and I don't know if you saw this when you lived here, but South Carolina is not exactly on the cutting edge or in a leadership position when it comes to gun rights. It's sort of purple.
Yes.
Which, now, knowing that it was a purple state, mm-hmm. how much better still was it in comparison to what you get to live with now?
It's night and day. There really is no comparison. It's like going from, I would consider South Carolina a friendly place to be, and New York a third world country when it comes to gun rights and ability to have and use what you need.
That's horrible. That's absolutely fair. Now, it isn't just gun rights. Now, in New York City right now, you guys, crime is popping.
Yes.
And I know that Hochul gets out there and says, that's data denial. What crime? There's no crime popping. But how does what's happening in New York City, is that beginning to ripple out and cause crime to start to pop up outside of New York City?
Around the edges, yes. As far away as I am, I don't see it. But on the flip side, the criminals in this particular area know that if they're going to cause a problem, they're probably going to be met with force. More than likely, the homeowner is going to be prepared for it.
What is the what is law regarding lethal force in New York State with a concealed carry permit? What is the burden you have to meet before you can get into a defensive posture and do dangerous things?
You have to feel as though your life is in danger, and you better be sure that they're facing you and coming at you. There's more rigor to proving yourself not guilty of a crime with self-defense than perhaps anywhere else in the country.
Are you
if you shoot someone,
yeah,
if defending yourself, you will be arrested. They will confiscate your guns, and it's almost the guilty until proven innocent.
Right, right, right. So have you ever heard me espouse the turkey pot pie theory?
Yes.
So in New York, what is the most likely scenario outside of New York City? I know in New York City there are no boundaries to the kind of crime that happens, and I think right now the one thing that seems to be popping in New York City is the I don't know who you are crime. I'm just going, you're there, it's an opportunity, let me do it now.
Pretty much, yeah.
A lot of people being followed home and that kind of
thing. Yes. Yep.
Outside of New York, with law enforcement, I mean, where you live, for example, do you have a municipal police department and a sheriff's department, or just a sheriff's department? And so your sheriff's department, if somebody breaks into your house and Suzanne snatches a gun out of the drawer and starts perforating that guy, she's going to be arrested, just as a rule of thumb.
More than likely, yes.
Yeah. Have you guys there?
Yeah.
Now, do you know anybody there that has that kind of legal services, those legal services contracts with, CCW Safe and U.S. Law Shield, and
there are. You can go right online and find them. I don't know them by name, but I know they do exist, and I know they are local.
And are they allowed to practice there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that would definitely be something I would have to. I'd have to cultivate if I lived there. Do you have that?
I do.
Yeah? That's just smart. Now, in what other ways besides the Second Amendment and the CCIA? Now, the CCIA, it sought to make everywhere a sensitive area, right? And it sought to make it as hard as it can to make a concealed carrier keep from being able to carry a gun out there. So here's my question, and this is before the break, so you're going to have to hold your answer.
Okay.
And if you know it, that's the interesting thing. What is the incidence in New York State of people, of permit holders, actually using their gun in self-defense, and how many of them actually, do you have any idea how many of them get taken away, revoked due to cause? And that's something we will get the answer to when we get back. David Linderman is a resident in New York State, and he has lived exactly where I'm sitting. In this, I mean, you know, my driveway is his driveway. So he has a very unique perspective. While I talk about what goes on to New York residents on a regular basis, he lives it day in and day out. And it's worth talking about. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
News update. Looks like Friday the 13th was lucky for one Mega Millions player. There was one winning ticket that matched all five numbers plus the gold Mega Ball. That ticket sold in Maine. The CDC said there's a possible safety issue with the COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer.
The CDC notes that overall the data suggests it's very unlikely there's a true clinical risk. Dr. Anthony Fauci praising the agency for its openness.
I think the important thing to point out is how transparent and upfront the CDC has been.
The agencies used a safety monitoring system that identified a preliminary signal that they found important to share with the public while they continue to evaluate data. I'm Dave Collins.
A post-pandemic trend is continuing, many Americans moving to a different state. Some of those hot spots, Texas, Florida, and the Carolinas. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and I'm talking to a young fellow named David Linderman, New York State resident, former South Carolina, well, born and raised in New York State, came to South Carolina, went through the requisite culture shock of actually going somewhere where somebody's not trying to control every facet of his life. Back to New York State, he moved. I live in his house now. Sooner or later it'll be my house, but in the meantime, he and I talk on a regular basis because he is a gun guy. He's a, I'm going to have to presume that you had some very conservative upbringing,
Yes, very much so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which part of New York are you originally from?
Right here where I'm standing. Cattaraugus County, I was born here, lived here until military college went away, moved to South Carolina, and then headed back here for family.
Is Suzanne from New York, too?
Originally from Connecticut, but yes, New York since childhood.
Okay. I didn't know if you'd taken a Southern Belle back up there with you or what. I didn't know. So I had to. So when, how often do concealed carriers actually shoot people in self-defense or use guns in self-defense? Because I would imagine that would make the news up there.
I don't know the answer to that, but I would have to guess that it is so infrequent that it would be in the news. It would be in the news every single day, and they would exploit it. And I haven't heard of a self-defense shooting in years.
Do you and Suzanne both have to have permits to own guns in order to have them in the house, or can you have one and she just lives in the house, or how does that work out?
I can have one, and she does not have to have a permit. In order for her to use them or to possess them, she would also have to have a permit.
Does she have a permit?
She does. And we set it up that way so that if anything ever happened to me, then the state can't come in and just confiscate everything and keep
them.
That's the
thing, right? That's the thing. Because I know I've read about sheriffs in New York State that when somebody dies, they look for the obituary and then they give the family X amount of days to grieve, and then they show up at the door going, well, we know the permit holder died. We're here for the guns.
Yes.
How is that not?
That has happened.
How is that not an illegal taking? Does anybody ever sue them over this?
Not to my knowledge. I got a personal story about that. My grandparents decided to move to Alabama back in the early 90s, and my grandfather put several guns up on the auction. They auctioned off everything at the house and the house itself and the vehicles. And there were several guns that were there, and they were auctioned, and they went for pretty good money, and the sheriff's department happened to be there, and not sure why, I don't know if it was just a guy there for the auction or what, but come to find out, the one gun that my grandfather had, which was an antique, it was an over-under, it was a 410 44 Magnum with a fold-out stock.
Right.
They confiscated that. Well, it's a collectible. And when my grandfather went back over to collect it because it couldn't be sold, it disappeared. Disappeared out of evidence. And the working theory is that the undersheriff at the time, he was a gun collector, and he always admired that gun. Well, it wasn't in inventory. It's never been seen, never been heard of, not destroyed, but it exists somewhere, but we don't know where.
That's just a bunch of junk. That's just a bunch of junk. So, at least you had the forethought or the foresight to do what you had to do to keep stuff intact where you're at. Now, your brother owns a gun shop.
Brother-in-law, yes.
Your brother-in-law owns a gun shop.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
You were telling me that, like, if somebody wanted to come and look at a gun, they had to come to a door. You've got, like, cyclone fence on the inside.
Oh yeah, it's turned crazy. Just this over the Christmas holiday, new legislation was passed, and now ammunition has to be stored and locked in a different space than guns are sold. And you know, for the small gun shops, you know, we're talking about it's a space issue. You know, guns and ammo have always been behind the counter. The guns are up on the rack, and the ammo's on the shelves underneath. Well, now. There's a 14-foot high chain link fence with double bolted locks to keep everybody out because God forbid we can't go in and touch anything or see anything, and so now a person, a worker, has to be in there, unlock the gate, let a person in, just one, not more than one, and then the gate gets shut behind them. And they can do what they do transactionally, and if they buy something, great, and if they don't, then they leave, and then the next person can come in.
Do you have to make an appointment to go see somebody?
No, you don't have to. The smaller shops, you know, you might just have to wait, but no appointment necessary. I've even been up to some of the bigger box stores, and same complaints. They had to rearrange their stores because of the new rules that were in play. And to buy ammunition is impossible. First of all, you got to find somebody willing to come and help you. And once you've done that, then, you know, the ammunition is locked up behind, fences and all that. So they have to then unlock it. And, you know, you can't take it out and look at it and touch it without them standing right there. You know, cause you might want to see what it is that you're buying before you purchase it.
Sure.
And then when you're done, they then take the ammunition to the counter. You're not even allowed, you're not trusted to even transport it to the desk. And then they check you out, and then they walk you to the edge of the door.
Right.
Make sure you actually get out of the store.
Wow. Wow. I mean, you know, right now, see, as many times I've talked to David many times on the phone, and I've never really asked him some of these questions. And if it seems all jumbled up, this is just as it's coming to mind. Like, the next thing that comes to mind is which cities were hardest with this such a new legislation that has been passed. You also have cash bail reform. or actually no bail. That's the part. Right. You don't have. As a matter of fact, some people that get arrested are headed out the door before the cop is done with the paperwork for arresting him.
That's correct.
And what has that, like, I would imagine that's probably done away with a segment of business, the bail bonds guys. Do they still exist in New York State?
They do, but, I mean, there's no business for them now. Yeah. You know, I mean, they're just collecting on the things that were there before the new legislation.
What was the lag time between when they actually enacted that to where you guys actually began to see the crime start to tick up when they began to realize, you know what, we're not going to jail?
As far as noticing it, you know, again, I live out in the middle of nowhere, and, sure. and there wasn't much to notice. But the papers and the news started reporting almost immediately, especially on the, you know, some of the drug charges or the DUIs. You know, so someone gets a DUI, they get pulled over, and then they get a DUI because they left the bar after they left the jail to, you know, go on the way home. So, you know, now you have two DUIs in the same 24-hour period.
They just get let go.
Yeah, that's right. They just let go.
I hadn't even thought of that in that context.
Even domestic violence.
Yeah.
There's no hold time. You know, the guy or the gal is still angry, and they probably should spend the night or two in jail, and they get let out as soon as they're processed.
Yeah, we're going to, in the next segment, we're going to touch on all the other things that they think that they can do in New York State because they have they have tried to subdue the gun culture to such a degree that they believe that they actually are in control.
Yes.
Of the state, and we're going to talk about that. My guest is David Linderman. He is a businessman up in New York State who he born and raised there, came down here, bought a house, went back up there, sold it. You know, I'm trying to buy it from him. So I talk with him on a regular basis, and I just thought it would be interesting to get the perspective of somebody that's lived here and versus there, the two differences in the states. And now we're going to go, when we get back, we're going to go down the litany of other stuff that happens in New York. Only because it's sort of a totalitarian state. And the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, she wins first prize, and who could be worse than Cuomo? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm not going to get my back cracked because my chiropractor is getting ready to go to SHOT Show, and alas, he will not crack my back while he's packing. But that's a story for another day. I'm talking to David Linderman. He is a resident of New York State. He lives in the rural part of New York State where it's actually semi-normal, although he is heavily influenced by the government of New York State. And the government of New York State, like, he just pointed something out with the no cash bail. I'd never thought about it, domestic violence and DUIs. So, there's no, do they ever have a court date for a DUI or something? I mean, I would imagine they do, right? They just don't have to pay any bail and they just get out immediately.
Yeah, there's a court date, and but they make it easy. You know, the punishment matching the crime, you know, for DUIs in New York, it's, hey, if you got a lawyer and you got money, we'll just pay a fine. You'll be all right. We'll suspend your license a bit, but if you have to go to work, you could still drive.
Ah, how nice. Recently, because, and I don't, I'm trying to get away, and just so you know, I don't refer to New York as a blue state anymore, because when I was in the service, and I'm, if you were in the military, you know it too, whenever you would do these op four scenarios, the friendly forces were the blue, and the communist forces were the red, right?
Correct.
So, whereas, and I, once again, like the terms assault weapon and gun violence and all this other stuff, and the word liberal and all these other things, I think they've sort of tried to change the language around to where being pro-freedom is communist somehow. So, we know that. So, I'm not going to call them. They're anti-liberty. And they've decided, in their infinite wisdom, and I guess this is a distraction of some shape or form, that they're going to ban gas-fired stoves, heaters, furnaces, water heaters in New York State. Although you guys get to keep the ones you got now.
That's right.
That'll just be on new
builds.
Builds. And that's supposed to do.
Still scratching my head.
What's that supposed to do?
Still scratching my head on that one, Bill. My best guess, and I don't know. This is just a best guess. Is somehow they have the electric companies in their pocket, and the gas companies are not. So let's not give gas any leverage. I mean, my whole house is gas.
Right.
That's how I heat. That's how I cook. That's how I take a shower. And And so they're telling me now that if I built this house in the future, I wouldn't be able to do it this way.
But
kind of un-American.
Now, if your water heater goes out, do you have to replace that with an electric water heater now?
That hasn't been established yet.
Yeah. That'd be something I'd want to find out, without a doubt. But here's the thing. Do you guys have rolling brownouts in New York State?
Where we are, no. Towards the city, they will.
Yeah.
Especially on hot days, they will have the brownouts. But I live 55 miles from Niagara Falls, which is a serious producer of electricity, so we've never had any issue here, ever.
Who else do they supply electricity to?
Does
it all go all the way to New York City?
It does. Yeah, it goes to New York, Western Pennsylvania. I don't think it crosses the border into Canada, but it goes as far as it can. And I mean, it produces gigawatts of electricity. So, there's plenty for everybody if you can get it.
Right. With the bomb cyclone that just came through. And, you had the lake. I'm still scratching my head over Buffalo, because if I would have thought anybody would be prepared for something like that, I would have thought it would have been Buffalo. But
you think.
did you have any sort of power issues during the bomb cyclone?
In the north of the city of Buffalo, yes. So I live south of Buffalo, and I don't think there was a single power outage reported in the whole storm.
But even if you'd had power outage, You heat with wood,
right? Yeah, well, I mean, we're self sufficient here on my hill. We're okay.
See, that's where the problem lies, because one of the things that I've when you start thinking of things in a tactical nature, it quickly breaks down to the haves and the have nots. So when the starving hordes come through and they stumble upon your hill and you're sitting out there with a reflector trying to even the tan on the lower part of your neck and everything, they'll figure out that you are one of the haves, David. You're going to have to be prepared.
That's right.
Do you have, as part of your complement of weapons, do you have a compliant semi-automatic weapon, or did you just go with a Mini 14, which it would be a smart thing? I wouldn't.
I have both.
Yeah, both?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes, you're prepared to repel should you do it. With all of this stuff, will that part of the Hochul regime, will that be challenged in court to try to ban gas stoves? Will somebody bring something against them on that one?
Absolutely. I mean, from the customers who are supplied with gas, I mean, right up through the companies that supply the gas to the customers. I mean, they all across the state, this is just, it's not a good idea.
It's definitely not a good idea. I would think gas is probably cleaner. I mean, this house has gas heat, right? Am I right about
that? It does.
It does.
Yep.
So, I mean, and just to give you an idea, they thought I was asthmatic before I moved in here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I lived in a house across 385 that had electric heat, but it also had black mold. I'm inhaling the black mold, and I was, shall we say, in duress. And David and I both know a young lady named Judy, and I complained to her forever. And then when this came open, I told her, you don't even have to clean this place up. And so we moved in here, and then even with gas heat, and I'm supposed to be asthmatic, I got better almost immediately. And in 2020, when I had COVID, I'd be dead if I was in that house with the black mold, I'm almost certain. So it was good that I was here in 2020 after SHOT Show. But do you think they do this kind of stuff because they just believe we're in charge and you guys will do what we say? Does anybody ever get out there and say, well, we're going to take it to the people. This is the people's house. This is that. And do these politicians in your state, do they exempt themselves from all of these things that they impose upon you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. The voice of the people in New York is non-existent. As far as the legislature listening to us, they're going to do what they want. And there's very little. I mean, I've talked to different different congresspeople, and, you know, they'll flat out say, you know, we vote along our party line, and that's just how it is. You know, we listen. And I mean, I've flat out said, I don't think you're really listening. And that's both Democrat and Republican.
Right. Do the Democrats have a supermajority?
Yes. Yeah. They have the voting majority in both houses and obviously at the executive level.
Well, you guys came close though. I mean, Lee Zeldin, he gave it a shot.
He did.
He gave it a shot. I thought there for a minute there might be a real chance that you guys would get a Republican governor. I don't know what it was like under Pataki, because I have this opinion of these inner city Republicans. I suspect once they get out into your neck of the woods, you're looking at them and they're like, you're supposed to be a Republican? You're a Democrat. So, I mean, was Pataki a pretty good governor?
Not bad. He was a little soft on some things, but he also had to play that political game where he had to keep the influencers happy because, well, he sometimes needed across the aisle votes to get legislation passed.
Right. This is why I'm not a politician. I'm already bald, but if I were a politician, I would snatch myself bald. Balder. Because that game I just can't play. I just can't. Or it would be a different game if I did it. I would take a cricket bat to the floor of whatever chamber I sat in. When they were like, what's that for? I'd just be looking at them going, debating. Listen, I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. David did this out of the goodness of his heart. I asked him to come on because he could give an interesting contrast. I thoroughly enjoy living in Suzanne's house and dealing with I couldn't have asked for a better situation to land in quite accidentally. So you give my regards to you and yours up there, and we'll be talking, of course, like we do anyway. So
will do. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining me. And for all of you people in New York, just understand that the rest of the United States is not going to forsake you. But I do wish some of your fellow statesmen in New York would stop voting for the same people so you guys could have a shot at freedom. I'll be back next week. Between now and then, stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.